Well, Michigan is leading the nation in trouble with this this problem that is causing some severe illness for people. I've heard it referred to, to make it easier for people like me, cyclospora. There's a longer name, and our good friend, Dr. Well, I shouldn't assume we're good friends. I'm assuming we would be good friends. Dr. Cindy McCartney, MD, infectious disease physician, medical director of infection prevention at Henry Ford Hospital, Macomb. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How do you say the name again of this thing that's really blasting Michigan in my own hometown of Monroe?
You want the full medical name?
Yeah.
It's Cyclospora chiatinensis.
That's even worse than I thought. All right. It is a stomach-churning illness caused by a parasite found on produce.
Yeah, that's correct. That is correct. It's usually more... Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, you go ahead. You're way more important than me. Go ahead.
No, it's usually found on a lot of fresh produce, fruits, vegetables, more in like tropical and subtropical climates. And then these produce get infected, and then we get all these things imported, obviously, and then we consume them, and that's how we get sick.
So I got a list of fruits and vegetables, but then I realized that these foods have been specifically linked to these outbreaks in the past in the United mm-hmm. States and Canada. Bagged salad mixes and kits, pre-cut lettuce blends with romaine, iceberg, red cabbage, carrots, fresh cilantro, coriander leaves, fresh basil, raspberries, snow peas, green onions, scallions. But those are from the past. I don't think we haven't narrowed it down yet in this outbreak, have we, Doctor?
No, not yet. MDHHS, which is our state health department, they are working to try and figure out an exact source. So we're just kind of going off on previous outbreaks that we've had in the U.S., as those are sort of the more big culprits. That's why we're giving those recommendations for those specific things.
Is the answer to just, you know, I never believe when I get a bag of something and it says pre-washed, I never pay attention to that. I always wash them because I think you should. But is washing all of these vegetables the answer, or is that not even the answer?
So for things like that are like pre-washed, like salad mixes and that kind of stuff, ideally it'd probably be better just buy the like fresh like heads of lettuce, and then the State Department's recommending to like remove the outer layers, and then that would be what you would use. Cooking is probably the safest thing to do. If you can heat any of these things up, that would kill the parasite. Washing is the next sort of best option that we have, just to wash everything as thoroughly as we can.
Wash it thoroughly, and you said warm it up, so heat will kill this bug?
Usually, if you heat it to a high enough temperature, yes, it would kill it.
And so here I am trying to do the right thing, and I buy for the first time a bag of frozen blueberries, wild blueberries, because I heard this is a great snack. It's so good for you. And then those wild mm-hmm. blueberries have been recalled. And I don't know why. I don't think it's the same reason. So what we used to think was that if you froze something, that probably was killing all the bad stuff. That's just not the case anymore, I guess.
No, because I guess when they pick the fruit and then they freeze it, if the parasite's there, it might not kill it entirely.
Man, oh man. So then, doctor, as a doctor, and in fact you specialize mm-hmm. in infection prevention at Henry Ford Macomb, yeah. Dr. Cindy McCartney, what do you recommend we do to try to avoid this? And then what do you recommend we do if we think after 7 to 14 days exposure, we think that we have this problem?
Yeah, I think the recommendations that the health department put out about, you know, washing fruits, vegetables, cooking when you can, those are sort of the standard things I recommend. And then washing your hands with soap and water before you handle or prepare food, sort of clean as much as you can. That would be the only prevention mechanisms we have. And then in terms of if you think you are ill, definitely reach out to your primary care provider. It's a little tricky because it's just a diarrheal illness, right, which can be kind of non-specific, but the thing with cyclospora is that it's more of a prolonged illness. So when you start having diarrheal symptoms that are going on for like days on end, that's when it might be more of a suspicion that it could be this. And then you reach out to your primary care doctor. You can mention to them about this. I'm sure that everybody's more aware of it now, given the 1,000 cases that were just reported
Yeah.
today. So that would be my recommendation.
So in the
They can test for it
investigation,
in your stool.
of trying to find out what's causing this or why or whatever, the fact that Michigan's leading the country, then, I mean, that kind of helps us in our investigation, I guess.
I would hope so. I mean, hopefully they'll find the culprit soon.
That would be very, very much appreciated. I guess what we would say too, like we would say with any major bout with, I hate to even think about it, diarrhea, people should be very aware that they can become dehydrated very quickly. So I always say hydrate, hydrate, hydrate when it's hot out, and it has been out here. But hydrate, hydrate, hydrate if you're spending a lot of time in the bathroom as well.
Correct, correct. That's the main sort of, I guess, dangerous thing I would say about this illness. Otherwise, it's pretty not that dangerous. Just the dehydration aspect of it. It can, with all the diarrhea, definitely wipe you out a little bit. So hydrate for sure.
Anything else, doctor, that you'd like to recommend or let us know before I let you go?
Just so that people keep an eye on MDHHS, their website, they have updates pretty frequently now, and they might somehow like come out with a culprit. All that kind of information will be on their website, so I'd recommend people keep an eye on it.
What is the website again?
It's mdhhs.gov, I believe.
Okay, NDHSS. Dot gov, we think. It's, I mean, it's, we'll look it up. We'll Google it. It should be easy enough to find. I don't mean to put you on the spot.
It's the Michigan Health Department. That's the main website, basically. They can Google that.
Yeah, Michigan Health Department, because they're speaking to us specifically. All right. Thank you, doctor, very much. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Cindy McCartney, MD, infectious disease physician, medical director of infection prevention, and she's there at Henry Ford Macomb. As we continue, Paul W. Smith in focus on WJR.